If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher Radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Because if you're in family, family wants to be around family. I loved being around my brother as we got older. There's a 5-year difference between us, so my brother really didn't like me when I was young. But as we grew older, we would get together and hang out. And one time we were going somewhere and we were on the corner, and I was always bold when my brother was around me. My brother was young. My brother was big like Jason. He was big, muscular, and he would do that karate stuff, you know. And my brother, I felt comfortable around my brother. So we were someplace standing on the corner waiting for a bus, and this Muslim guy came up, and he was selling papers, and I was a new Christian. And so Gary was standing over here, but he wasn't standing directly next to me, because, you know, men don't do that. And so Gary was standing back there, and I was standing, and the Muslim guy came up, and he was going, "One by Muhammad speaks, brother." I said, "Man, don't be peddling that paper to me. You're going to hell." Well, he quickly lost his Muslim faith, and he went street on me. "Who you think you talking to?" And Gary stepped up. He said, "Now listen, let me tell you something." He said, "You ought to have a different attitude and don't be talking to my brother like that." And he took a look at my brother and said, "All right, brother, God, all right, brother, peace." And that's that angel who walks around you. And every time that devil shows up to harass you, see, you don't know that angel is there. He doesn't make any noise. He's very silent. But he's strapped and packed. And as soon as the devil comes, he steps right up and he covers you. And the devil looks up and says, "Where you come from?" He said, "I was there all the time. You just forgot who you were messing with. Listen, you better go back and check your database. That one has their name in the Lamb's Book of Life, and they are children of the family of God. Now, I strongly advise you to back off of them. Now, check the record and see if I wasn't the one that killed 185,000 Syrian soldiers. Don't mess with me. I was the one behind the rock that dropped Goliath. Don't mess with me. I was the one that was spreading that Red Sea. Don't you mess with me. Because you're in the family." Woo! A la familia. A la familia Jesu Cristo. Nambo nano, Anastasia, no, Colombo, no. Jesu Cristo. Sono in la familia Jesu Christ. I am in the family of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ alla padrone della familia. Jesus is the head of our family. And you better realize who you are. Individuals with power to change the world. You know how much power you have? From a physical perspective, Galileo proved that the universe and its accompanying galaxies were marvelously made by God. Later on, through science, we began to realize that the Earth rotated on an axis. The axis is about 23 degrees, and it moves very rapidly. It takes 365 days to get around the sun. That is called a solar year. But it is moving. Gravity is pulling you down, but it's keeping you perpendicular to the tilted world. How's your head? The one who says she couldn't walk. Where are you? You walked with me. How's your head? Hallelujah. Told you. Never agree with the devil. He tells you can't walk. The devil, you alive. I can't walk. I'm a drag. The moment he tells you can't do it and you lay down, you forget you're part of the family. We're in the family of healing. But you have all this power. I'm going to show you how much power you have. Before the dispensation of the Holy Spirit, there was a man named Joshua. Joshua's a powerful warrior, but he's not born again. And he does not have the Holy Spirit living in him. His power is limited to the knowledge that was passed on by Moses. After Moses dies, Joshua takes leadership of the children of Israel, and he moves them through a valley. They are fighting against one of the many enemies of God. As they are fighting, Joshua begins to assess the situation and realizes that he's running out of daylight. He knows that if the battle has to continue until the next day, the heart of the people may become faint, and they may not want to get up with the same energy as they were at that time. So Joshua, the Bible says, he looks up and he commands the sun to stand still. That's what the King James says. He speaks to the sun and says for the sun to stand still. Now you Pentecostal people will read that and say, Joshua caused the sun to stand still. But later on, through physics, you understand the sun don't move. It's already still. Because the S-U-N is still. Because the S-O-N made it so. Later on, we find out through science that Joshua didn't stop the sun. He stopped the earth from rotating. That's why you have a day that is legitimately longer than other days. Scientists can't figure it out. But if you're born again, you know. And here's a man without the indwelling Holy Spirit stopping the earth from rotating. And the devil won't even let you go to sleep at night. And you accept it because you forget that you have power to stop the earth from rotating. I want to suggest to you that your power is so great that you can see an 18-wheel tractor trailer careening towards your grandchild. And you can stand there and say, stop. And the angel of the Lord will say, hold it. Because that's the power of that kingdom. And you are participants of that kingdom. Darius acts like me. Shanina is like me. See the difference? One is born of me, and the other spent time. But you, as a believer in Jesus Christ, you have both. You are born of him, and you spend time with him. And that time spent with him is in two ways. Prayer is the result of the seed. The seed makes you yearn for him. So there are times when my daughter says, I need to go see my dad. She might not even want anything. She just knows inside, I've got this pull to go see my dad. But Darius can go weeks without seeing me. His connection is through the mind. He may come to his senses a week or two later and say, I haven't seen you in a while. But he doesn't feel that pull like my daughter because the genetics make her pray. If you are born of God, you're going to want to pray. Because that internal seed is pulling you to that intimate time. You don't even know what it is. The devil will confuse you and make you go asking God for a bunch of junk like cars and houses and money. And that seed is saying, nope, you just want to spend time in his presence. You just want to be with him. Now, your adoptive nature, here's what that connection is. The word of God. The adoptive nature makes you desire the word. You say, oh, I just want to read this word. Oh, I just want to get into this word. And that's where you learn the principles of what to do. But the prayer teaches you the principles of how to be. Because being is internal. Doing is external. So if you're born of God, you are more concerned about what to be. Not what to do. Because doing is fleeting. Being is eternal. And those that are born of God, they be Christ. My church. Listen to what he says. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. In other words, your fear of God should not keep you from God. I was afraid of my father. I was afraid that if I disobeyed, I'd get my butt whipped. But that fear didn't keep me from going up to him and asking him for stuff and asking him to take me places. The only time the fear kicked in is when I violated the rules. But if I knew I was living right, shucks, daddy, give me a quarter, give me a dime, got to cool off this thirst of mine. I just had a great time with my dad. But I knew that when he set a rule, that rule could not be broken. He had mercy. He would physically chastise me, but he had mercy. He said, oh, Bishop, how do you know he had mercy? He stopped. He stopped before I became permanently disfigured. My father had hands that could palm a watermelon. One hit delivered you. Every devil that you were even thinking of having ran. Daddy would beat you into the future. To that stuff I was thinking about doing 3 weeks from now, when that week came, I was like, oh, no, I can't do that. I got beat for that 3 weeks ago. All Mama had to say was, I'm going to tell your father, I became Catholic. Bless me now. Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Eric. But when I did not violate his laws, I walk up to my daddy and say, Dad, I need a new pair of pants. He said, okay, boy, come on, let's go. Take me right to Crafts Brothers. Need to get some shoes, Pop. Take me right to Buster Brown. Want to go to baseball game, Dad? Get us a seat on the first baseline. Get me some pretzels and hot dogs. Walk with me down the street and hold my hand. My daddy. This is my daddy. I look at all the other guys that didn't have one. I said, my daddy. You see, there is a connection that comes when you do what he tells you. Because you're born of God. So you don't have fear of God that makes him unapproachable. Your fear says he ain't nobody to play with. Dude, no, I ain't messing with you. Listen to me, God. If I made a mistake, it's because I misjudged you. But now that I know what you are, please, 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 please forgive me. And he's standing there saying, I'll forgive you. Because I have more mercy than you have violations. If you're in here today and you don't know Jesus, how can you not come to him? He has more mercy than you have sin.
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
11215P.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Exciting news! Bethel has gone prime time. Bethel's broadcast schedule now includes WTVE Channel 51 Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Our regular broadcast will continue on WPPH Channel 50s on Sunday evenings at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. Tune in to get a word from the Lord. Praise it.